For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration moved this week to begin detaining families together. President Trump directing multiple federal agencies to reunite previously separated groups. Health and Human Services spokesman Mark Weber.
We are working as fast as we possibly can to find safe homes for these children. You know, we don't discriminate children. We start from the very beginning trying to find a sponsor and learning how they got here.
There are plans to detain up to 47,000 migrants at the former Concord Naval Weapons Facility in Concord, California. Bay Area Congressman Mark DeSagne compared that to the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II.
This is not a solution. This is really evil policy.
During a visit to Ireland, fired FBI Director James Comey said yesterday he was so ashamed of current U.S. immigration policies that he considered telling Irish customs officials that he was Canadian. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Breaking news from MyPillow.com. Free shipping when you purchase two premium MyPillows on the two-pack special. Free shipping. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. Machine washable and dryable. Made in the USA. Click on the two-pack special at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure to use promo code USA. Free shipping on the two-pack special. Order now.
12-year-old Michelle Welch was raped and murdered in a Tacoma park in 1986. Police charged Gary Hartman with the rape and murder yesterday.
On Tuesday, June 19th, the lab contacted us with a match between the original DNA and the sample collected from Gary Hartman. That led to his arrest on Wednesday, the 20th of June, and closed a chapter in this long-standing cold case.
That's Tacoma Police Chief Donald Ramsdell, who says DNA from a napkin Hartman left at a restaurant led to his arrest. A sixth former cheerleader for the Houston Texans has joined a lawsuit against the NFL team alleging harassment and unfair pay practices. At a news conference yesterday, Angelina Rosa said her body, which her coach called skinny fat, was duct taped without her consent.
Before I knew it, Texans logo duct tape was found, and I heard, "This will hurt a bit," as I watched my skin being pulled, stretched, and taped tightly on myself.
The suit was filed in Houston federal court earlier this month. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A huge media merger is still in the works, USA's Wendy King explains.
Disney isn't letting go of its pursuit of 21st Century Fox's entertainment assets, raising its offer to $70 billion, $5 billion more than Comcast's competing bid. In either proposal, the buyer gets Fox's film and TV studios, the FX network, and regional sports channels. Also, Fox's one-third stake in Hulu, as well as its overseas assets. Fox News, the Fox Broadcast Network, and Fox Sports One will be spun off into a separate company called New Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A warehouse in Kentucky's Bourbon Country collapsed yesterday, potentially spilling thousands of barrels of whiskey. No one was injured in the collapse of the warehouse at the Barton 1792 Distillery in Bardstown. Bill Spalding of the Nelson County Emergency Management says the EPA is at the scene to determine if any of the alcohol leaked into local waterways.
From my vantage point, you couldn't tell if there was any damage or any leaks. Of course, there is the smell of bourbon in the air, but that's kind of common in a warehouse facility anyways.
Katie Ardington, who ousted incumbent South Carolina Republican Mark Sanford in a Republican congressional primary, was seriously injured in a car accident yesterday. The wreck left one person dead. In a statement posted to Facebook, her campaign said that she underwent surgery after she was injured when a driver traveling in the wrong direction hit her vehicle. A friend who was also in the car was seriously injured. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.